I just saw a picture of Target Field. I retweeted it. All right. Check it out. It's from the Twins. All right. You check it out. I'm at Jordana Green WCCO. Is that my Twitter account? Craigers, you retweet me all the time. At WCCO Jordana. I believe that's it. I should know that, right? Jordana WCCO. There you go.
That sounds
right. I retweeted a beautiful, stunning, snow-free, blue-skied picture of Target Field. Kevin Smith is in with us to check in once again, spokesman for the Twins. Kevin, it was a nice picture.
Yeah, not bad. That's really crazy. I'm looking at the green field now. It's a really strange juxtaposition to see the field and look out into the Gate 34 area outside on Target Plaza, where I can still see mounds of snow over 6 feet tall as people walk past. But not in the ballpark here. It's on the nice and cleared off, and it's awesome.
Well, cleared off. Let me ask you this. Do people have to bring their own towel? Because are the seats a little wet? I know you use some hot water to hose down those seats and melt the snow.
Yeah, no, we've got our guest services staff that works in various, on all the sections of the ballpark, are equipped with their own rags and towels. In fact, they're all in their red jackets right now. I see them wiping seats off as we speak, although there is some snow piled up in some of the cordoned off areas in the U.S. Bank home run porch. But once you get past those, it's clear sailing.
That's okay. The snow is just going to freak out the Marlins because they're not used to snow.
Yeah, it's funny. You're right. It'll be interesting for them to come out here and see snow piles out of the plaza, yet green grass right here on the field.
Okay, so you are all ready. Gates open at 12, and the game starts at 1:10.
That's correct. Gates open at noon. This first game is at 1:10, and then the last night's postponement game slides over to tonight at 7 o'clock, and gates open for the night game at 6 o'clock.
Can you smell the hot dogs already, Kevin?
Actually, I can. Actually, I smell fried onions going. That's even better.
Now I'm starving. Oh, a hot dog with fried onions. I love it. A little sauerkraut and some spicy mustard. Oh, Kevin, I am all in. Thank you for the update. We will see you at the game later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Go Twins. We know you're going to beat the Marlins, but go Twins. Outside baseball might actually be happening, and you might have a beautiful and warm, at least cleared off field and day to watch it. Let me tell you a story. This Sunday, home with the kids, and you know it's winter blizzard, so we were home. They said, Mom, let's watch a movie. I have DirecTV. No problem, guys. We have DirecTV. Turn on the DirecTV. I can order a movie from my phone. That's how cool this is, okay? I can shoot a text to DirecTV, say, this is the movie I want. I want it to start now. It pops up on my screen. Kids watch the movie. I get a workout in. All is right with the world. I've only done this once before with my DirecTV, but it worked, and I watched the movie. It was Bridesmaids. It wasn't as funny as you all think it was, but it was okay. I laughed a little. Kids wanted to watch a kid movie. No problem. I do the same thing. Get on my phone. I text the number. We're ready to go. Big black screen pops up. Such and such and such and such more info. I call DirecTV. What's the deal? Kids want to watch some TV? Want to watch a movie? I pay my bill, which is close to $100 a month. Thank you very much, DirecTV. It's painful for me to even say it, but it is. They say, oh, we don't know what's wrong. They have me on hold. Poor kids are waiting. I'm on hold. I'm on hold again. Hold on, we're checking with our engineering department. Okay. Hold on, we're checking with billing. Well, I just paid the bill, so I know it's paid. Hold on, we're just checking. Which receiver is this? Can you read the information on the screen? Can you go check the ID card? Can you do this? Can you do that? I give them everything they need. You know, Ms. Green, there seems to be some kind of problem with the software on our end. And I'm like, hold the phone. Are you telling me my kids can't watch the movie? Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm telling you, that, you know, the big box is popping up, and it's a software issue, and we have to get the engineers here, and they'll be able to figure it out. It could take up to 72 hours for it to get fixed. I repeat it. Are you telling me that my three lunatic, spring-fevered up kids cannot watch a movie on Sunday night? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Oh, you're going to be when I pull that membership. That $100 is going back in my pocket because I am so done with DirecTV. Of course, I haven't canceled yet because I still need to be able to watch TV, but while I research my other options, okay, because I still need to be able to watch the news and the kids still need to be able to watch SpongeBob. So I need to do the research. Julio Ojeda Zapata is going to help me do the research because he knows all about this. He's the tech columnist for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And Julio, I know I'm not alone. I know people out there are frustrated with DirecTV or frustrated with cable or frustrated with Dish or whatever they have. And I'm hearing about all these other cool hipsters that they Hulu, they Roku, they Apple TV, they Netflix. And why doesn't mom do that? Me, I'm mom. I'm speaking in the third person. Why don't I do that? Because I don't know enough about it yet. But Julio, educate me because I need to make the switch. I want my $100 in my pocket and I want to be able to watch SpongeBob. How can I do that?
Well, I like to watch Game of Thrones as much as the next guy.
Okay.
I've been a Comcast subscriber for a long time and I haven't had any complaints about how it works.
Good.
The problem for most people is not, you know, whether it works or not, but the cost. Cable and pay TV is very expensive.
How much do you pay for cable?
Almost $200.
No, you. $200 a month?
Well, that includes the internet and the phone, but it's
still
it's still a big chunk of change. It's funny that we're having this conversation because I'm right now in the midst of like crunching the numbers to see if cutting cable completely, keeping the internet, but cutting the TV and switching to these other services that you describe would be cheaper.
And that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, you know what, definitely forget DirecTV because they're a mess. And then, okay, do I need cable? And if not, because my kids are yelling, Mom, Netflix, this one has Netflix, that one has Netflix. We can watch movies. We can watch SpongeBob because that's really all they watch is SpongeBob at this point. They don't watch a lot of TV. They want to watch SpongeBob. That's fine. But Julio, I still need to watch local news. National news. I still want to watch that stuff. How do I do that? Does Netflix do that?
Well, you do two things. Number one, you get a little box. There are several video streaming boxes. The most popular one is the Roku. Get a Roku. There's a little box that connects to your Wi-Fi network and connects specifically to your TV.
Okay.
It lets you access Hulu, lets you access Netflix, all these web-based video services. You get them just through this little box.
So buy a Roku box.
Yeah.
Where do I get that? Best Buy?
Oh yeah. Anyway, they sell everywhere. Yeah, they're very nice. There's the Roku 3 just came out and it's wonderful.
What if I have more than one TV? Will it gain access to all my TVs?
Well, you need one for each, but you can get them
one
for
each.
$50. I mean,
$50 each.
Yeah, they pay for themselves eventually. And then to get your local news, you do one of two things. You use an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up an antenna to sort of get your local channels over the air. That can be a little quirky because sometimes your reception for certain channels might not work.
So you're saying I have to climb on the roof and put rabbit ears up?
Well, I've used an indoor antenna and I've had pretty good luck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're powered indoor antennas. You can install one in your attic. You don't have to climb on your roof. You can just go up to your attic and stick it up there.
Okay, sounds good.
That's one way to go. Another option is going to be available July-ish. It's called Aereo. It's a service that allows you. It's a little tricky to explain. Aereo is coming to the Twin Cities, and they're in a warehouse somewhere in some secret location. They're going to set up thousands of little antennas, and they're going to rent one antenna per customer.
See, this sounds so confusing to me. I don't want it to be so confusing. This is like DirecTV. Well, Miss Green, which receiver are we talking about? You got to have this number on that receiver. You got to pay double for that receiver. Why can't it be easy, Julio?
Yeah, well, to save money gets a little complicated, but Aereo is going to let you subscribe to all the local channels.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So you're going to be able to get your local channels using an app on your Roku, or you can get an Apple TV, which is a similar kind of box, and that's hooked up to your TV, and you can get Aereo TV through an app on that device. So let's say you have Hulu, you have Netflix, and then you subscribe to Aereo, which gives you all the local channels like KSDP, ABC, and all of that.
Yeah.
But you don't do that via an antenna. You do that through the internet.
Okay, I like that.
Aereo has DVR capabilities. So if you want to, you don't need a physical DVR box because they can record your shows for you, and then you can watch them later.
Yeah, that might put me over the edge, too, because I need some TiVo. I'm never home to watch.
Yeah, do the math. You know, about $9 for Hulu, $9 bucks for Netflix, $9 for Aereo. With those three, you've covered a lot.
Yeah, and is that per TV? You know, it's $25 per TV, $24.
No, it's, one Netflix subscription for your entire home.
Oh, it is. Okay. But I need a box for each TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's one Hulu subscription, one Netflix subscription, one Aereo subscription, and that covers all the devices in your house.
Okay. So that's it. Okay. But if let's say some people tell me, well, Jor, I just pay $8 for Netflix. a month. But if I go Netflix, then I can't watch local TV, correct?
Yeah, that's what you either have to do, the antenna,
right.
Or when Aereo comes, the Aereo will be the perfect solution for
that. I'm trying to get off cheap here, too. Quite frankly, I don't want to pay the $100 a month to DirecTV. $8 a month sounds pretty attractive.
Yeah. So if you do the math, here's the problem. Even with Netflix, even with Hulu, even with Aereo, you're not going to replicate all the programming that's available via basic cable. There are going to be some shows you just might not have access to. Like, my wife watches a lot of HGTV shows, and I've researched it. And some episodes, some older seasons for that show are available on Hulu, but not the current ones.
Okay.
It's kind of all over the map. So you have to go into this kind of a situation realizing that some content just won't be available to you, at least not right away.
Okay.
You have to make a mental adjustment and sort of make a sacrifice to just say to yourself, I'm not going to be able to watch this, but maybe I'll watch this other show.
Okay.
So you have to adjust your expectations a little bit because you won't have 100% of what cable gives you.
Right. And I think that's where the kids and I are right now, because we had this big heart-to-heart after Mom threw a fit. It was not pretty, trust me, on Sunday night in my house on DirecTV. And I said to them, guys, I'm done. DirecTV is out the door. And they're like, Mom, we understand, because clearly they saw Mom throwing a fit, being frustrated. So that's when they said, just get Netflix. That has everything we need, because they've been at friends' houses. But me personally, I can't just get away with Netflix because I need to watch the local news every day. So let's say like a Netflix and a Hulu, or this Netflix and this Aereo is what you're telling me. That might work for me.
Yeah, between Netflix will give you all the programming that your kids watch, and then Aereo will give you all the local channels. A lot of the local news stuff is streamed on the internet too. I don't know if it all is, but
not live time, is
not
it?
Live time.
Yeah,
okay.
That's yeah. I like to watch it in real time.
When Aereo gets here, it's going to be really awesome. Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, so that means I have to wait till July. You said
mid to late summer is what they told me. They're slowly rolling it out to 22 cities across the country.
Okay, so what's your recommendation here? Do you want me to suck up DirecTV and then wait till the summer?
Well, my general recommendation is for people, A, to crunch the numbers. How much you're paying for cable, and how does that compare to these services I just mentioned? B, what are the shows you literally cannot live without?
Yeah, okay.
If you do research and you find that, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the shows you absolutely have to watch are not available except through satellite or cable, you may want to, you know, suck it up and keep paying, or... You know, what a lot of people do, quite frankly, is, you know, call the cable company, threaten to quit, and they get a discount.
I could do that.
Yeah, that sometimes works wonders.
I could do that because I'm very serious about it. I was pretty frustrated.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If I cut the cable, I'd be a little unhappy because HBO is available only through cable. You can't get it over the internet by subscription, so I'd have to do without Game of Thrones. I'd have to do without Veep. You know, a lot of these shows that I really enjoy.
Okay.
But I'm kind of willing to make the sacrifice because I just know I'm going to save a lot of money.
Yeah. You know what? We got some questions, and I'm going to open the phone lines, Julio. If anybody else wants to ask you a question or offer a suggestion, give me a call, 651-989-9226, 818-07 is the number to text. I'll read some of your texts because you guys have some great ideas here for me, which I appreciate. Julio, stay on the line with us, and we'll keep this conversation going right after the break. Welcome back. It's 1128. Jordana Green here filling in with you. I'm talking about dumping my DirecTV because I'm not having a very good experience with it. I've had it forever. Recently having a lot of problems. So I have Julio Ojeda Zapata on the phone with me to talk about what my options are. Quite frankly, I think it's a little confusing. I'm glad it's easy for you guys, but do I get the Roku box? Do I get the Aereo? Do I get the Apple TV? Quite frankly, it's a little confusing for me. So, Julio, thank you for joining us again and sticking with us and explaining this all for me. He thinks I should wait for this Aereo. Texters are asking, how is it spelled? Because they want to research it.
A-E-R-E-O.
A-E-R-E-O is this new Aereo. They say it will be available midsummer, and you're thinking that that is probably the best way to go because that is a service that will help me get local channels but also then subscribe to Netflix or possibly Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah, so you get all your local channels, but you don't get them via cable. You don't get them over the air. You get them through over the internet via service because, as you say, the local networks don't stream their content directly over the internet.
But Aereo is going to be the device from which I can get it. Is that a physical box or just a service?
It's just a service.
Okay. So will I need a physical box?
With Aerial, you're basically renting an antenna instead of installing one yourself, and the antenna is somewhere else in the metro. That antenna picks up the programming and then just zaps it to you over the internet.
I kind of like that. All right, that sounds easy for me. Richard in Faribault. Richard, what is your solution for all this mess?
Yes, I received an LG Blu-ray DVD player for Christmas, and it works great for my Netflix, but I'm wondering if I would benefit even more from Roku or another service as well.
What do you think, Julio?
Well, the benefit, the Roku box is great because it gives you access to literally hundreds of video sources. Some of them are free, some of them are not, some of them are from other countries. All the content you can imagine. So in addition to, think Hulu, think Netflix, think Vudu, but beyond that, there are literally hundreds of other options. Many of them are free. So if you want to watch your news from England or something like that, you can do that on the Roku box. Mm-hmm. So the Roku just kind of opens up a whole universe of video options for you.
Okay, no, that sounds good. And one final question about it. Is that a wireless device or corded? Because I needed to run a cable to my DVD player.
Well, with most of the Roku boxes, have an Ethernet port in the back, so you can either hook into your home network via Ethernet or via Wi-Fi, which is what I do.
Okay, no, that's what I prefer to do. I don't want cables all over my house.
Yeah, me neither. Exactly.
Yeah. You just need to make sure your home internet service is fast enough for wireless video streaming. If you get the slowest one out there, it might be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, and do we need some kind of gaming device to watch some of these services? Like some people are saying they watch through their Wii.
Oh, that's a very good point. If you have a PlayStation 3, Xbox, or Wii, a lot of these services we're talking about, you can get through that device. And in many cases, you don't have to get the Roku because you already have everything you need. The Xbox is a particularly good option because it's slowly adding all these video service options. So you can use that in many cases in the place of a Roku.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I just always worry about all those cords. You know, when you're hooking up that gaming system, there's cords everywhere.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, with the Xbox, your controllers are wireless.
Okay.
You just have the HDMI cord going in the back to connect to your TV. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, we have the Wii. I got to figure out a solution for that. Dave is in Scandia. Dave, do you have a question for Julio?
Yeah, I got a question. I got Frontier right now, and it comes through my telephone, and I'm wondering about my internet service. I'm bundled, so I got everything all through one. Is there any options for me out there?
You don't want Frontier? Or?
Right. I would love to just get my internet service and everything somehow other than, because I'm locked into Frontier. I don't have any options. Wonder if there's any other options.
Well, I don't know if Comcast serves your area, but if people are sort of comparing, phone-based internet to cable-based internet, I always say cable-based internet gives you a lot more bang for your buck. It's a lot faster for the money.
Right, but I don't have an option of cable-based internet. It's just Frontier is the only option. I'm wondering if there's anything over to Airwaves or something I can get.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. There is, it's called Clear. There's a service called Clear, which is they provide home-based internet access, but they do it via cellular connection. I think it's clear.com. That's exactly what they do. They give you a device and you get your internet wirelessly over the air. So you're not plugged into any physical.
Right.
Yeah. So
you know what, guys? I got to take a break. I'm very sorry. Clear, Dave and Scandia, check out Clear. That's Julio's suggestion for you. And Julio, thank you so much. Quite frankly, there's a lot of confusion out there. I'm glad you guys at least got a chance to chime in. I'll let you know what I do and how it works for me. Julio Ojeda Zapata, of course, you can read him in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Frank, thanks for the advice.
Take care.
Good. I hope it's working out for everybody else. I love the idea of changing it up and spending $8 a month. I'm going to try it. I'll keep you posted. It's 11:34. Would you donate a kidney to a complete stranger? When we come back.